Hovering was created and recorded on the unceded lands of the Bunurong and Wurundjeri peoples of the Kulin Nation, people who have a proud and incredible history of storytelling stretching back thousands of years. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Hovering is intended for a mature audience. It contains strong language and adult themes, including references to sex and drug use. Listener discretion is advised.
Hovering. Further evidence. Nathan.
So what's the deal with your brother?
What do you mean?
I mean, is he like...
What?
No, just because he says he saw a UFO.
I don't know. He's a kid. Kids say weird shit.
Do you think he has something to do with this girl who disappeared?
What the fuck, dude?
I don't know.
He's my brother.
Okay, cool.
Nah, not cool.
Alright.
He's like tiny. He's a dweeb. He'd never... Have you met him? Like, how would he even... Yeah. No way, man.
It's pretty piss weak, I guess.
Mate, lay off my brother, dude.
I thought you didn't like him.
Yeah, but he's my brother. And he's cool. I don't know. Knows heaps of shit about telescopes and shit. He's a dweeb, but he's cool.
So you think aliens took that girl?
Yep.
They're wasting their time looking for her here. She's on Mars.
Oh, they should get NASA to comb the area with that little fucking wheelie robot thing.
Do you reckon your brother saw something, though?
No, mate. He did it on his computer. He didn't even hide it well. Such a dumbass.
He might have still seen something, though.
Nah.
I saw a ghost once. Yeah, for real.
When?
When I was little, we were like on holiday or some shit. I don't remember, but we were at this hotel. It was gross. Like, the sheets were really stiff and cold.
No way, the sheets were really stiff and cold. Man, sounds awful.
Nah, so fuck off. So in the middle of the night, right, I woke up and felt real weird, like really heavy. Like I was made of lead or some shit. And I heard the shuffling and I turned and there was this guy in my room, like, looking through the drawers.
What the fuck?
There was a guy, like, rifling through things.
What did you do?
I was like, hello?
I would have been like, who the fuck are you?
No, I was shit scared. I was like, hello?
Do you need some help with something, sir?
No, just normal, like, hello?
What was it like?
Like, hello?
So what did he want?
I don't know.
What did he look like?
I don't know.
Dude, what the fuck?
It was dark.
So you couldn't see him?
Nah.
And you didn't turn the light on?
No way. I wasn't going to move. I was going to put my arms out of the covers. He would have, like, chopped them off or some shit.
So basically, you just heard noises?
No, there was fully a man there.
It was probably a possum or something, you fuck.
No, there was a... I'm saying there was a man there looking for something. And I couldn't move. And he felt, like, really sad about it. Like, really, like, keen to find this thing.
So what did he say?
When?
After you said hello.
I couldn't.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, that's what I was trying to say, but I couldn't move. It was fucked.
So you were like, hello?
No, like, sound literally couldn't come out of my mouth. I was frozen.
This is new information, man. That's not what you said before.
Yeah.
Nah, you gotta get your story straight, bro. I'm gonna call Janice from Current Events. She'll be on to you.
Dude, I swear.
Sure.
Fuck off, for real.
Alright.
You suck. There was a dude in this motel room.
Okay, there was a dude in your motel room and you were frozen and then what?
So I had to lie there and listen to him rifling around. And then he left and I just, like, pretended to be asleep.
Dude, that's not a ghost. That's like some old guy looking for his dentures or something.
How did he have a key?
Maybe it's his hotel or some shit.
It was a ghost.
That is the shittest ghost story I have ever heard.
I am telling you, there was a heavy weight on my chest and it was really cold and I could feel this guy was real desperate to find something. Like, so desperate.
Hope you found his dentures.
Dude, you suck.
You suck.
Alright.
But Toby fully made it up.
I don't know, man.
That kid loves outer space so much. There's no way it would happen actually to someone like that. Like, it'll probably happen to some old lady who doesn't give a fuck. Why would a UFO appear in front of an 11-year-old kid? What alien has something to gain from that?
I think you've got to be open to having an experience like that before it'll happen.
Yeah, because it's bullshit.
No, like, my theory is that shit happens all the time and people just... our minds just refuse to believe it, but if you're open to receiving, like, more acceptant, you'll see shit.
Yeah. Did you see the video? Looks fucking rad, I must admit. It's pretty cool, it got everyone going. Like, TV crews coming in, he really had everyone going for a hot minute.
He's pretty cool for a little kid.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. He's a dickhead, but he's pretty cool.
Maybe I'll tell current events about my experience.
Mate, do not.
Do you have a number?
I am telling you, that is the shittest ghost story. Do not.
I don't know. People are into that shit, man.
You suck, man.
You suck.
You suck. And what's this you brought up on the screen now? Acceptant. What is that shit?
Hovering is written and directed by Alex Duncan. It was produced by Alex Duncan and Claire Frost. This episode was performed by Marleth and Aaron Walton. Sound design and mixing by Claire Frost. Music by Audrey Vixen. Cover art by Phoenix Wardell. Full credits and more information available in our show notes.